This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 6th. God's word to you today is the heart. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Samuel 9, verse 7, and it says, "Don't be afraid," David said. "I intend to show kindness to you because of my promise to your father, Jonathan. I will give you all the property that once belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will eat here with me at the king's table." Jonathan, as his name suggests, was the gift of Jehovah to David. Inevitably, David became a gift of Jehovah to Jonathan and to his descendants, proving that destiny connections stay true even when you are not present. That is just beautiful. The truth is, when you allow God to make you a gift to others, God's gift will be upon you and your descendants. A lot of people are running all over the place looking for their Jonathan. You be the Jonathan. When you allow God to make you a gift to others, God's gift will be upon you and your descendants. There are a lot of people that God has called Jonathan, but they see the Davids and they say, "Why can't I be a David?" Then they go and attempt to be David and extinguish their destiny. There are a lot of people that have shipwrecked their destiny because they are struggling to be the number one when God has called them to be great number twos. Do not preoccupy yourself with being number one. Honestly, I never thought or even planned that I would be a pastor or even start a church, not once. I was too preoccupied with what I had in my hands. I did not have a plan B. I have had people call me to decide and suggest that I have a plan B. My response was, I do not have a plan B, and I do not intend to have a plan B. I was serving in the prayer department, and I thought that was life's calling. I was happy just being in the prayer department, interceding for my pastor, and taking the bullets for him. If God has told you to be a pastor, praise God for you. What I'm saying is, let your heart be loyal to what and to whom God has called you. Even as a pastor, I'm out to serve people. I'm out to be the Jonathan to help people fulfill their destinies. I went to pray over someone's house some time ago. He did not quite understand why I was happy. I laughed and I said, "You need to understand this. When you fulfill your destiny, I have fulfilled my destiny. My destiny is releasing people into their destinies." When people are entering into their destinies, taking physical territories, spiritual territories, and economical territories, I am so joyful. It is unbelievable. It does not really matter to me if I'm paying rent. What matters to me is that one more person has entered into his or her destiny, another changed life. Praise God. There would have been no David without Jonathan, the gift of Jehovah. Let us pray. Lord, I will be the gift of Jehovah to others. Lord, I release my heart to you. Give me a selfless heart that is even more beautiful than that of Jonathan. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.